Jim Richards. News Talk 1010.
All right, we're back here on News Talk 1010 CFRB. It is 9:37. Jeffrey Irwin, he does good work. He's the co-founder of the Alibi Network, alibinetwork.com. He joins us right now. How you doing, Jeffrey?
I'm doing real
where,
well.
Where are you, by the way?
Well, I'm in Chicago right now where there's a lot of snow coming down and planes flying off the tarmac. There,
what is the latest on that plane that flew off the tarmac?
Well, I don't know. I just heard briefly that
everybody's
ambulances
safe.
Were there.
Everybody?
I hear everybody's okay, so that is a good thing.
There is snow coming down in the Chicago area, and there also will be some in our area as well, so thank you for reminding us. Is that one of the reminders, one of the alibis? Yeah, I was in a plane that went off the... where did you come up with this idea?
Well, actually, it was or is still pretty prominent in Europe, Belgium, Germany, the UK. They have alibi services, but not to the extent that we have. But we came up with the idea roughly about 3 years ago because some of my partners are actually from Europe, and they brought that back to the States with them, and we perfected the idea. And about a year ago, we opened up, and now we're at the stage of the game where we're going to, it's going to be a blockbuster. It's been very popular. We've been in this week, on Tuesday was the first news article, and since then, it's just been nonstop with the media. We've got on MSNBC today, and
the Jim Richards Show in Toronto.
The Jim Richards Show in Toronto. Well, that of course goes before MSNBC. Of course, we know that.
What do they got? One or two people watching that show? What show were you on?
One of my associates was on that show, and it was the midday, the afternoon show. It was a live show about 12:45 Central Time today.
All right, I want to open up the phone lines if anybody needs an alibi. We'll just throw a couple of things at you. Jeffrey, you can give us a scenario, okay? 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, Star Talk is Star 8255. Those are the lines. So tell me how this works. Is this for people who are fooling around on their wife? Is this for people who want to get out of a family event, maybe Christmas or Thanksgiving? They hate some certain relatives. Who's this
very
meant
good.
For?
Actually, it's meant for both. And let's not forget, it's not just for men. It's for women also. Surprisingly enough, 50% of our clients are women. And they have specific needs too. Takes two to tango, and we do offer alibis for men and for women. And like I said, it's been pretty evenly matched here.
All right, let's take a phone call, okay?
Sure, sure.
All right,
absolutely.
Let's say hi here to Steve on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Steve, where are you calling from?
Yeah, calling from Brampton.
Okay, you're in Brampton, and what's the what's your damage? What's the deal going on in your life?
I got exams coming up, and I kind of want to skip one to get an extra day of studying, and I was wondering if you could help me out when it comes to like skipping an exam.
Can you help anybody? This guy's got exams that he wants to get out of, or at least get an extra day on.
Well, sure. Well, first of all, he would have to go to our site, which is alibinetwork.com.
Yep.
He'd have to register as a member. Right now we've got a $75 special, which gives you 1 year of a 1 year membership and all the alibis you can eat for a month. So which means that we have different priced alibis, and what we're doing because of this new media surge is we're going to give people hundreds of dollars worth of alibis for one low price of $75, and you can do whatever you want for the month. So let's say, for instance, you need an alibi regarding your exams. Now, you wanted to get out of your exam, or you wanted to take it later so you have more time to study. What is the background on this?
Yeah, well, he wants to take it later so he can have more time to study.
Oh, it was. Okay, it was hard to hear him earlier. So, so what we would do is, depending on... 99% of the time, we get the suggestions from our clients, but in this case, I can certainly suggest a medical excuse.
So the client calls up and he says, hey, I need you to back me up on this story. How do you do it if you're in Chicago and I say, hey, can you tell them that I was here? I mean, what happens if sure. my girlfriend or something phones you up?
Well, here's the thing. I think I have to clarify how we work. We are a secret entity, let's say. We're just the people pulling the strings. If somebody, let's say a wife or a husband, wants to do something on the sly, well, we give them the technology and the tools to get to do this. And, for instance, if they want to go to, let's say, every Thursday night, somebody wants to have dinner with a lover.
Yeah.
Okay. And what we would do, this would be our rescue alibi, where we're allowing people to justify an absence away from home or work.
Yeah.
So what we would do is, let's say every Thursday, either via email or through a phone call, we have actors and actresses that work for us that would pose as an employee from the person's work. It could be a doctor. It could be a seminar. It could be anything that the client wants. It's limited to the imagination of our client.
Sure. You know, there's a service here in Toronto. I don't know if it's in Chicago, called AshleyMadison.com. Do you know what it is?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I know Darren Morgenstern.
Okay. Here's my thing with Darren, and I love the guy. He's a pretty decent guy, I guess.
Sure, he is.
I think they're a bunch of dirt balls, and they're deceitful, and I think they're as legitimate as, you know, these tobacco company executives who claim that they're not doing any harm. Are you not enabling people to cheat? I don't think you're as bad as them. They want to pretend,
no.
Oh, yeah, we're not that bad.
Well, you know, if you look at it that way, you know, we're not enabling, and the need is out there already. There are people out there, statistics show that half of marriages at least had one affair during the course of the relationship.
See, I don't think you're as bad as them, because these are people who are going to cheat. These are probably people who are already cheating, and they just want your help to back them up.
Right. They're a dating service for married people.
Yeah.
That's what he does. We're not limited to just, let's say, well, for instance, if somebody does meet up at Ashley Madison and they used our service so they could have a meeting, well, you know, that's...
We're not telling
them.
You're working hand in hand with the people at AshleyMadison.com. How do you know that guy?
Well, actually, we saw his advertising. We saw him on Dr. Phil.
He was on Dr. Phil?
He was on Dr. Phil.
What did Dr. Phil say about him? Did Dr. Phil call him a dirtball?
Well, in more or less terms, yeah. And
I'm with Dr. Phil. I hate that. My breasts are getting to be as big.
His diets haven't been working.
Yeah, no. Well, okay, everybody should check out AlibiNetwork.com. We've kind of run out of time. Jeffrey, thank you very much. It's AlibiNetwork.com. You can work up here in Canada too, eh?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
And we look forward to hearing from our neighbors to the north.
Spreading your slime up here up north. Congratulations.
The showgram that Roper and Ebert gave two middle fingers up. Jim Richards, showgram on News Talk 1010 CFRB.